This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Krusty's Corner is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. Greystone-Roofing.com. Here's Krusty.
Hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius, for always playing that. And thank you to Greystone for being a part of this one. We really do appreciate you guys. Yeah, it's Philadelphia Eagles, and I did a psycho thing, getting ready for this one.
How psycho? Oh.
Psychosomatic, out of your scene.
I did. Sorry. I did something psycho.
Sorry, man.
That was right.
System of a
Don't
down,
you ever or? Apologize?
That was pretty good, though, Lucius.
What was that?
Smack my jaw.
You know what I'm talking about? Was that Prodigy thing?
Bring the pressure.
Bring the pressure.
That song goes hard, bro. I'm about to listen to it. Go ahead, do your thing.
Play it.
So I don't need to ask you any Philadelphia Eagle questions, as Lucius.
No questions.
Great cheesesteaks, man.
Yeah. Work on them cheesesteaks.
I always thought a good Rangers season slogan would be, "We'll smack your pish up. We'll smack your..." Wow, I just destroyed that.
Well,
have another coffee, dog.
Smack your pitch up.
Get the
Thank
pitch.
You. Smack it. Yeah, here's Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate appreciate that, Dawson. By the way, if you're into slogans,
that's when a quarterback throws the ball and he's going behind him a little bit. He's like, ah, damn, I had a right grip on that.
If you need a slogan for your team, just give Dawson a call. He'll be happy to help you. Yeah. I looked at all 175 carries for Saquon Barkley.
Good Lord.
Did ya?
Yeah. I was curious. You guys curious why he's not running the ball very well?
Anybody
want to come with an opinion why?
Well, I just look at the offensive line.
Yeah.
I think they've taken a step back, and especially without Lane Johnson. Their on-off splits with running the ball with him are big time different.
Yeah.
I mean, how many touches did he have last year, though? Isn't this rule of 370
Dawson,
territory?
Dawson might be onto something here.
Oh, he's not looking as explosive.
Well, that was the whole preseason thing.
Where he's not. He's really not.
That's why they'd missed the playoffs.
Wear and tear.
Chief, you're onto something about their offensive line has not been healthy, completely healthy. And there's been times where they've had to bring in guys like Fred Johnson. He's like their extra blocker guy, but now he's the starting right tackle for them. So now they're going to have to use Matt Pryor as their extra blocker guy, and he's not really getting the job done, nor is their tight ends getting the job done as blocker guys. And so what happened is they've struggled with centers, like that Brett Tooth.
Mm-hmm.
He is a guy that, like, when he's in there, they really don't run the ball very well because he has no power. So anytime he has to cut somebody off, there's been more penetration with this offensive line because of the problems with the health. But I think a big thing is the back doesn't look as explosive and as quick as he once did.
Yeah.
91 carries in the postseason plus 345 in the regular.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's when it's to the hole, hit the hole. This is a team that's going to they're going to try and run the ball. They're a right-handed team. So they try and run the ball to the right their right side, which would be the defense's left. But what Barkley's been really good at over the years is taking the ball where it needs to go, but then breaking it back. Like his vision to kind of see.
Mm-hmm.
And they've played some teams, man. I was watching them with the Rams, watching them against the Buccaneers. Well, I mean, every game where there's a team that plays with a pretty decent run defense element to it, the Eagles have had some problems. They just can't – they can't sustain blocks. They haven't been able to get a lot of movement. The runner looks like he's kind of slowed down a little bit, and they've taken away some of his cutback lanes. When he wants to cut the ball back, that's where you see some really, really big plays. But he just hasn't. Teams have been winning at the line of scrimmage, and kind of there's been a lot of those 2-3-4 yard gains before you've seen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Seeing him where he's had those gains where it's against the Giants, he had a long run, a 50, 60-yard run. But he's also had – he hasn't had those – explosive runs. When you look at him, he's only had 16 runs of over 10 yards this season, which is not great for him.
No.
Because he's usually the guy that's – it's usually a 15, 16, and it's a 30-yard, 50, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that they've kind of wore them out. This team also is they have the third – they're the – when it comes to drop back passes, they don't throw the ball. Like, they're the third in the league with the least amount of drop back passes. And you could kind of tell that they lean on their running game that way. So they put so much pressure on him because they don't throw the football. So you talk about they don't drop back much. They're not very good in completions when it comes to their drop back game. But they face the most amount of blitzes. Well, actually, the second most amount of blitzes. And I think people try to change the picture on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you kind of get to this quarterback a little bit. You blitz him, but you feel like that maybe how do you control mm-hmm. him running is what they'll do. But I can see teams when you watch them throw or him try to throw. They change the picture of him. They give him different looks and stuff like that and make him have to process. And he's a guy that holds the ball, and he holds the ball into some sacks.
Oh, yeah.
Is what he'll do. Now, he hasn't turned the ball over. I was trying to go through and say, okay, computer, give me all the plays where he's thrown an interception. It was one.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they ended up.
And I thought
he doesn't
computer,
beat him.
I thought the computer was messing around with me. I'm like, computer, give me all the interceptions, not knowing the number. It's actually one.
He's not going to lose you the game.
Yeah, he's just been really very conscious of not throwing that. He had some drops, bad drops in the Detroit game on him. He's had some bad overthrows that he's had to deal with. He hasn't always put the ball right where it needed to be. And they're very basic when they come to, you think the Eagles as being a big crossing route team, that's lowered. They don't run.
They don't throw it over the middle.
They don't. That's a big problem. They used to be a team that was always running routes through the middle of your defense with all these different route combinations, and it hasn't been that way. And I could see why that receiver's bitching about the offense.
Sure.
It's a go route, it's a hitch, and it's a slant. That's the Philadelphia Eagles right now. Now, nobody runs more go routes than the New York Giants. The Giants are the only other team that runs more go routes than the Eagles. But they don't do anything else. Like, I used to think, oh, look at the amount of crossing routes these guys. Look at the mesh, the deep mesh stuff that they used to do to try and pick guys off. We don't see that much more from the Eagles in their offense. So that's been a big, big, big problem for them.
We're talking about bringing your guy Doug Peterson back.
Yeah.
Help the offense get more aggressive.
Are they really?
Well, the media was.
Oh, the media was? I haven't talked to Doug in a while. Like, when he got let go in Jacksonville, I said, hey, bro, I'm sorry. He goes, hey, don't worry about it. We'll be all right. And that's it. I hadn't talked to him since. But, just to go back with Barkley real quick, just the numbers and stuff, just looking at those. But you could see it on tape. 3.8 yards per carry. Only a 35% success rate running that 4 yards on per carry. I said the 16 explosive runs, 33 missed tackles. Jeez, it seemed like he used to do that in a game, you know?
Yeah.
But not this case. They are a right side running team is what they are. So Cowboys had better kind of be on the screws for that one. I'll say this, though, like I say about their offensive line, though, too, that the injuries have been a problem. They have been, and it's a problem. Like I say, it's the way that people are now attacking the Philadelphia Eagles, and the right side of their offensive line with Fred Johnson at tackle is going to be an issue for them because he will give up pressures. I mean, he's not like Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson doesn't give up pressures or sacks. This Fred Johnson does, number 74. You got to be mindful of that. Tyler Steen, at the start of the season, I kind of thought was maybe a weak link here. I actually think that Landon Dickerson's the weak link now with this offensive line, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. When you get him one-on-one, and I went back and watched this because I was curious. You go back and watch him. When he has to deal with blocks one-on-one, he will give up pressures. And he will give up sacks.
He's left guard.
He's the left guard. Yeah, he's the left guard. And what he really, really relies on is double team blocks. Like, he gets help from Cam Jurgens, the center.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get Landon Dickerson on one-on-one, and this is where the Cowboys can do some good. Because of some of the line, you know, they play with the five-man line.
Now you're going to have Quinnen Williams go at him.
You got to cover the center here. And put somebody over, and don't let Dickerson be by him or make him play by himself.
Nice.
You could get a quick pressure inside because when he has a double team, he's okay. When he has help, he's okay. But as a single blocker, he has problems. So there's a couple of different areas. Jordan Mailata, by the way, has given up some pressures this year too. The left,
slippage across the board.
Left tackle has been a big problem there as well. So, kind of a couple areas to look at.
Did you mention Jurgens was out last week?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Tooth, he's been...
Yeah, that guy stinks.
He's horrible. Their backup center is bad.
Is he?
So, that's if you know... But, and they drafted that Drew Kendall. I haven't seen
Boston
him.
Boston College.
Yeah, I haven't seen him play. He was a center that we...
He was a weak center draft. Yeah. I mean, he was probably one of the better ones.
Okay, but focus on right tackle... Focus on left guard one-on-one, and then maybe some pressure twos from Jordan Mailata, though. But I'll tell you what, this offensive line, they don't block well at tight end. They've struggled with some people with some power up front. I never thought I would say this about an Eagle offensive line, but they've struggled with some teams that are winning on their side of the line of scrimmage. So there's some hope for your Dallas Cowboys defense, kind of this new look Cowboy defense.
I like it. Could be a back to 500 Sunday here on your home of the Cowboys. We'll get John Owning's thoughts from Pro Football Focus. Johnny joins us next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.